Jersey babies. Welcome to hour three of the Donna and Steve extravaganza on My Talk 107.1. This is where talk is fun. Now you say something fun, Steve.
I did knuckle lip noises, Donna. What's more professional and fun than that?
Gurgles.
No more gurgles. We're after the gurgle now.
I like that. I think that should be the name of your band.
After the gurgle?
Yeah.
Somebody had an idea. I think it was my sister or brother-in-law last night, because Lou was laughing the other day when Donna said, "You're my best friend." And I responded with, "You're a person that I work with." And they were like, "You guys should get shirts. You know how you wear the shirt and it has the arrow?
Yeah.
And so it could be like, he's my best friend. And then mine says, she's a person I know."
I love it. That's hilarious. Let's do that for the fair.
There we go.
Okay, bye.
Hey, I do have an exciting announcement.
Do you need a drum roll or something?
Yeah, if we got the timpani in studio, we rent it all this time. We may as well play it.
Maybe Mike could work that out. I don't know.
Can you find something here?
All right, give it a second. Give it a second.
Everybody wait.
Hey, what's this button do?
Alive. It's alive. It's alive.
That is super fun. Thank you.
Well, this drum roll goes for 50 seconds, so okay, just tell me when you want it to end.
Maybe say things that kind of lead up to the actual announcement, right?
4 years after the original invitation was extended to me, one global pandemic later, I am happy to announce that this coming Monday, I will be guest co-hosting alongside Kelly Ripa on Live with Kelly and Mark. Kill the drum roll!
Yes!
Yeah! That's awesome! We're so excited for you!
You know, so let me tell you how this happened.
Okay.
And it was pretty cool. And, you know, I don't want to make it an overly big deal, but it does feel like a big deal for me. And I'll explain why. I mean, on surface level, it's like, holy crap, this is great. And this is amazing. But a little bit of the backstory. Last week, I was out a couple weeks ago, I was there and I did an Instagram live because Mark Consuelos was celebrating his 1 year anniversary on the show. While I was chatting with him on camera, he sort of back referenced this thing that he and Kelly and I had talked about when I had dinner at their place back in December, which was so surreal. And I had talked to them about, they were like, "You still haven't guest co-hosted?" You know, like, they're like, "No way, this is crazy." So they were making fun of, Mark made fun of the fact that I hadn't. During our Instagram live, he was like, "And you know what it's like to jump in last minute sometimes. Oh no, you don't know." And then he starts laughing. So he then said, "Hey, next time Kelly's out, we should do a bro show." So I post this whole video on social last week of like, listen, my dream is for years has been to one day walk out with Kelly Ripa as a guest co-host on the show that I grew up watching with my mom. How amazing that would be. But then Mark throws bro show out into the ether. So I was like, listen, guys, let's spam Gelman and see if we can make one of these or maybe both of these dreams happen. Let's just go. Gelman doesn't like the post. Gelman doesn't engage with the post at all.
How embarrassing.
5 days go by. And I'm like, uh-oh. I look down at my caller ID. MG. That is Michael Gelman, not Michael Ganger. Two very important MGs in my life. Michael Gelman. I answer and say, uh-oh. He said, uh-oh. And I was like, is this about the like 1,000 people who have mentioned you and blown up your notifications? He said, oh, no, somebody from the staff told me about the video. I've been like off the grid. I haven't even seen it. So then we joke about that, explain that. And he said, I'm calling with something totally unrelated to that, but it's great news. And I'm thinking, well, what could it be? And he said on Monday, Mark, who is the co-owner of an Italian football club, Campobasso, he's got to be in Italy this weekend all of a sudden because they now have to play one more game to try to make their way up. You know, think back to Ted Lasso when you've got to win something and then you get, what's the word?
Relegation.
You want to avoid relegation. Yeah, you want to get promoted.
Promoted, yeah.
So they've got now suddenly a very important game on Sunday in Italy. Mark's got to be there for it as one of the co-owners. And he said, so once this came up, I wanted to reach out to you to invite you to guest co-host with Kelly Ripa.
Oh my gosh, that's so great.
Having nothing to do with the video. I was like, well, this is fantastic.
So good.
And it's going to be a great show. Funny that we just mentioned Anne Hathaway. Anne Hathaway is going to be one of the guests. Justin Hartley from This Is Us fame, and now he's got the new show on CBS, Tracker.
Wow.
And that's going to be like looking in a mirror for me, right? I mean, that guy is so attractive. But, yeah, it's all like finally happening. But the thing about it is, and why when I got off the phone with Gelman, I just felt like a rush of gratitude and satisfaction is how I would best describe it, because my mom wrote Gelman a letter back when Regis left. And she said, hey, my son, you should consider my son,
how
who I was like 24 probably, to now replace Regis Philbin. And all these years later, I joked with Gelman about that. I sent him a pitch, blah, blah, blah. Then I started doing these cold weather spots with them. And after like a year of doing weather reports, I went out and announced for them in Las Vegas when they did a week's worth of shows out there. And it was all like so surreal. And then he called me one day as I was pitching another weather segment. I get a call from him and I said, yeah, we're getting like a foot of snow. What do you think? And he said, oh, you know what? I don't think we're going to do that. We won't need that on that day. We're pretty filled, but I want to invite you to guest co-host. And we did it. We had done this whole bit of me sleeping outside and to get their attention. And it was all great fun. A day or two after they announced that I would guest co-host, the world shut down. The world shut down due to the pandemic. And
you couldn't fly, right?
No, I had to call him and say, Gelman, I'm not allowed to travel anywhere. I got to cancel on you. He was like, you're canceling on me? Like, you've been waiting for this. That's when I was supposed to guest co-host in 2020. Turns out it was an April Fool's joke because I didn't. And the world shut down. And that was such a disappointing call to make. And we all had so many opportunities that were robbed from us. So I'm not alone in that. But it was a time where I felt like it was so close. And then it went away. All of that to say, he has been a fan of mine, Gelman, since I started doing stuff on the show. And has always been in my corner. So to get that call from him, again, not to overinflate, you know, for them, it's just one show in a week's worth of shows, in a year's worth of shows.
For you, it's a dream come true.
It is a dream come true.
See that, kids? Well, dreams do come true. You just got to hustle like Steve Patterson.
It is.
Way to hustle. You made it happen.
The thirst does sometimes pay off. And there have been so many times when I'm like, I don't want to bug them. They're busy. They don't need me to, like, do a segment for them to have another show. But I think that's one of the reasons that it feels really satisfying is over the years, we've developed a relationship and a trust and a friendship and a collaboration with them. And so for it to finally turn into this opportunity that I have, you know, really dreamt of does feel very surreal. And I feel so humbled by it and so geeked too. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, it was like a hang up with Gelman fist pump. I went out in the room, both of my hands were in the air and I was like, Lou, I'm guest co-hosting with Kelly Ripa on Monday. She's putting a broom away as I tell her this. She's like, what? What did it say, the things that you just said again? And so it is really,
yeah, think
really
about,
exciting.
Think about all the people across the country who are dreaming of doing something like this, and you're the one who gets to do it.
Not to mention, in the world of celebrities, there is a long line of people who want, their agent wants their client to be called
absolutely
to guest co-host when Kelly is out or Mark is out. So it's a very coveted space to be.
Yes.
And Kelly's been so kind to me over these last few years. So I'm really, really excited. My wife's not able to come with me. She's prepping for a neck surgery on Wednesday. My mom she's going to be arriving here in Minnesota.
Aww.
My brother Scooty texted me and said, hey, if Lou can't come, do you want someone to be there? It feels like a big day for you. Do you want to be alone and in the zone, or do you want some company? So now my brother Scooty, my brother Josh, my brother-in-law Dave, we're all doing a 30-hour dudes trip to New York.
Cute.
First flight in on Sunday, last flight out on Monday. And that's why I was looking for outfits all day yesterday. And yes, I will be wearing Amazon Essentials while I'm on the air.
It'll be fine. I wonder if you should bring something like you did to dinner that time.
Do you think I should bring a Minnesota gift of some sort?
Like a big old lumberjack flannel. You know what I'm saying?
We could do so. Yeah, if anybody has any ideas, Donna and Steve show at My Talk 107.1. Now we're up again. We need to go to a break, but I want to tell you when we come back, the part that I'm really excited about in particular. Not to drag this on too long, but we'll get into that when we come back 14 minutes into this. It's Donna and Steve on My Talk.
Hey there, it's Rocco for MNFatLoss.com. The weight loss plan you could try. It worked for me. I hope it works for you. I don't know why it wouldn't. I mean, seriously, you just watch the pounds come off and you get to still eat foods you actually like. You don't have to eat little powdered meals or anything. You don't have to take drugs that you don't know the side effects. Plus, you know, those drugs are just kind of tricking your appetite for a while. And then what's going to happen when it comes back? MNFatLoss.com teaches you how to eat right and you watch those pounds come off. I went from the high 190s to the low 170s in like just 2 months. And now that it's about a year later, I'm still right there and I feel like I look better in the mirror. I look better in pictures. Here's the deal. You want to do it? You want to try it? It all starts with a free consultation. Go to mnfatloss.com, look up their number, give them a call, and when you do, tell them Rocco sent you. You can save $200. That's a limited time offer.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Sorry about that. I'm here. How's it going?
Good. Just working on Pitch Me feverishly, like the professor's about to walk in.
Oh, nice. Just
trying to get some credit.
You strike me as that guy. Always unprepared, but gets by because he's naturally smart or charming, can charm the teachers. I know your type.
And I know your type. You're like my wife. You're like a rule follower.
I'm a rules Nazi. Yeah.
Yes.
Like, I'll stop someone and be like, that's not what she said. That's not what the teacher said. She said to do it this way.
Oh, and we want to say to you people, zip it. Don't ruin this for everybody. We're having a good time here. I will get it done. There was a time I went to a Christian high school, and you had a class about the Bible. So in Bible class with Mr. Rosio, he had this thing. You read a chapter of the Bible a day. It was like your homework, and you could read more if you wanted. You could get some extra credit points, but you had to get to your 30. And one day I forgot, and I found the shortest chapter in the Bible. I forget what it is, but boy, at that time I could not have forgotten. I believe it was somewhere in the book of Psalms. They have some long ones. They have some really short ones. I found it and I read it quickly. 30 times. It's like three lines. And then I told him that. He gave me the credit, but he gave me that look. And I had a great, like, mentoring sort of, like, friendship with him. He was great. But he gave me the look of, like, really? This is what you've done with the assignment? Because technically you will get the credit, but do you feel good about how you got the credit?
Yes, that's me.
And I thought, you know, not as bad as you think.
Also, we were discussing your brother's coming to New York and meeting you there or going together or whatever. And I was like, don't you need to prep? And you're like, for what? I'm like, what do you mean for what? It's the biggest moment in your life.
Donna, don't say that.
Aside from your children being born.
At least three of them. Here's the thing. They've already given me, the producer already sent me a big rundown of what all of the show is looking like. And I sent back an email of, you know, some little anecdotal stories, picture of the family, stuff like that. And then they send me the information, like, here's Anne Hathaway's your first guest. So I have a screener, like a link to watch her new rom-com that she's got. Was watching an episode of Tracker last night. I know Justin Hartley from This Is Us, but doing all that prep there. Sunday is actually going to be about, you know, going out and about. as the producer said to me, have your camera ready. You know, if something happens, you guys, you know, any stories that might pop up from your day with your brothers or the trip out here, whatever.
Okay.
Anything
extra
like
content.
That.
Content. Okay.
But it gets me back to, if you're just tuning in, I was able to announce that on Monday, as in like 3 days from now, I will be after 4 years of the original invite guest co-hosting with Kelly Ripa on Live with Kelly and Mark on Monday. So I'm so pumped about this. What I'm really excited about, and this won't surprise you, Donna, the host chat portion of their show lasts for about 20 minutes. Because what you do is you do about usually around 11, 12, 13 minutes of host chat. And then a caller calls in and they do their trivia, which is now called Stump Mark. Because Mark just, he has to figure out what's true, what's a lie.
Okay.
I will be representing hashtag bro code. I'll be playing for Mark. So I'm going to try to dominate this listener. And I need to guess. You get 60 seconds on the clock asking them questions about their two things that they told you, right? I was a flight attendant for 25 years. I just got my first tattoo. Now we start asking questions. So then you get to run that whole thing. Then
there's
the trivia from the show before and all that. So that like first 15 to 20 minutes of the show is just going to be so exciting. And just to be nerdy, and you guys can make fun of me for this. When I was out at that show for the very first time in 2014, it was the fall of 2014. Kelly was hosting with Michael Strahan at the time.
Okay.
Michael wasn't there that day. Josh Groban was their fill-in. He was great. But I remember watching her and Josh Groban come out. And guess what band they came out to, Mike? Can we go to the beginning of Neon Trees?
Oh, my God.
Sleeping with a Friend. So the funny thing about that being in the College of Pop Culture Knowledge today is this song by Neon Trees has always reminded me of that morning. And from that moment, I thought, would I ever have the chance? And they were like, here are Kelly Ripa and Josh Groban. And then they come out, and I remember this song by Neon Trees, who I could not remember during our quiz today. But that moment, I was like, wow, what a cool, like the energy in this room is so great. You're in New York City. It's all the things. And so I've listened to that song so many times, and anytime I hear it, it reminds me of that. So it'll just be great fun to have the energy of the live audience to walk out there and just to know, like, hey, for these first 15 minutes, we're chatting, we're playing trivia. It's just all the things that I grew up watching. Holy cow.
In what context were you a part of the 2014?
I was there doing an affiliate tour with Twin Cities Live where we would go to different shows. And so, like, we went to GMA.
Got it.
We went there. We went to the Meredith Vieira show.
Okay.
And then we would do an interview afterwards. So I interviewed Gelman and Kelly after that. And so, so it was just, so I've been thinking about it since that moment 10 years ago.
Aww.
So it'll be fun. Now, who knows, guys? Maybe I'll crash and burn. Or let's leave this out there. Maybe there could be breaking news on Monday. I can't control that.
Oh, no.
Here's my hope,
though. Okay.
But if there is breaking news, I almost feel like it would just be too much of a comedy of errors that maybe then Gelman would be like, we got to redo this. Right? Does it get me a twofer if there's breaking news?
Yeah.
Or who knows? Maybe afterwards, Mark is like, hey, but don't forget the bro show. Don't leave me hanging. We're best friends. People know that. I'm very public about that. My best friendship with him.
Well, the beautiful thing of all this is you will never move to New York, so we don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, this is not me trying to get a job in New York. I'll travel. I'm open to traveling for work, like I did with the Wanda Sykes show.
Sure.
I'll travel, but I mean, it would take, I don't even know the opportunity that it would take for Lou to consider moving. I mean, I could tell her like that, you know, the Today Show wants me. And she would be like, but what would this money really do for us? And like the actual value of our family life. She's so grounded.
That's
with
great.
All this stuff.
That's
but
good.
Yeah, I do assume that basically every powerful television executive will be watching. And the offers will start rolling in at 10 a.m. Eastern on Monday.
All right.
I think my feet are on the ground.
We're going to play a little Pitch Me, okay?
All right, that's next. Three TV guide descriptions and we create the plot. Listen along, laugh along. That's next.
Hey, it is Rob. Paco for Crescent Tide Cremation Services. You know I talk about Crescent Tide because my mom's a client. She's still around, but she's made plans for when it is her time because she wants things done her way. She doesn't want to leave things up to me. She wants to make things easy on her kids. She wants to even pay for it. I said, hey, Mom, thanks, but Crescent Tide is a very inexpensive service. You know, you think end-of-life expenses are super high. You know, not at Crescent Tide. Simple, customizable cremation start at just $1,000. I've talked to a handful of people. A co-worker of mine said, you know what, my mother-in-law passed and we scrambled to find a cremation service. Another place was wanting to charge us four times what Crescent Tide was, and they messed the whole thing up. We called Crescent Tide and they got it all done and at an amazing price. Katie K9 told me the same thing. They're good people over there. It is a small, locally run family business. Crescent Tide Cremation Services. You can find them at My Talk Keyword Cremation.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Everybody say hey.
Hey.
Hey. Hey. All right, I'm going to let you in on a secret.
Okay.
I'm not a cake person. But I
That's
just
a scary thing to say because a lot of cake people.
Yeah, not a cake person at all. However, I just ate the best piece of cake I have ever had in my entire life, excluding.
You had the tort cake.
Yes, I was going to say excluding ice cream cake.
Or cheesecake.
Or cheesecake. That's pretty good. That's pie. That's not even cake. Oh my gosh, thing. Princess
so
Tort. How did this fly under my radar for so many years? I don't know. Thank you. Look who's here.
Rocco.
Oh, no.
We spent too much time on cake. We couldn't get to the open.
Oh, sorry.
Really,
Rocco, give us an aloha, bro.
Oh, yeah. Aloha and mahalo for having me. I'm kind of over it. Boy, yeah. Hawaii was great. Hawaii. I mean, I don't know. It was fun. Hawaii. I recommend it to anybody.
Is Hawaii two A's or two I's?
Two I's.
Thank you.
H-A-W-A-I-I.
I wonder, yeah. I feel like there's a cheap pickup line there, like, are you Hawaii? Because I've got two eyes on you.
Ooh, nice. Not bad.
Like thank you.
Not bad. I just heard somebody say, how about this one, Donna? Hey, if you were a laser, you'd be set to stunning.
Mm. Ooh.
I heard that on the Disney show, Liv and Maddie. So.
Mm, yeah, they might want to rework that.
Today we do like every other thing. Last Friday we did Slow Jam, but today we're going to do this.
Pitch me another funny plotline. Give me another goofy prompt from the TV Guide. Just do your best to be the rest and come up with the best story. And pitch me.
Thank you. What's that guy's name again? The guy that's going to take my job while I take the Lori and Julia show slot.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
He made that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I forget his name all the time.
Me too.
But he's like never come on the show with us.
Yeah, he's not interested.
We'd love to have you on.
We'd love to have you take my job so I could be the next Lori and Julia.
Rock, yes. Who are you going to do the 3 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Again,
with, Rocco?
Again, just monologue. It's going to be like a Rush Limbaugh type thing where I just blaviate for 3 hours.
The EIB network.
Yeah.
Hey, Rocco, what time do you leave here at night?
Five-ish. You know, but today I got Tuesdays and Fridays. I hang out with Lori and Julia till about 5:20, 5:30.
Okay.
You know,
how do they treat you?
They treat me better than you guys.
Rocco, we turned you into a crustacean.
Yeah, dude. Hmm.
Thank you.
Brian, by the way, is our buddy who made that.
Okay, Brian.
Thank you, Brian.
Okay, so today is the day where I went through some old vintage TV guides. I found some movies that I never heard of before. I got the year, a couple stars, the title. And then I gave them to you, and you guys are going to pitch me what you think that movie should be.
Okay.
Are you ready, Don? And I think we're going to try a new bed, you guys.
We have, yeah, very we have some new music because we think you're deaf.
Thank you.
Revving off.
Who wants to start with the movie Alias, A Gentleman from 1948, starring Wallace Beery and Dorothy Patrick?
This is far and away my worst one. I cannot start. I cannot start.
I can.
All right, okay. Mike.
Pitch me.
All right, here we go. Rough around the edges, Army soldier Reginald Drake learns that his next assignment is to infiltrate a Swiss royal family. He's a fish out of water as he trades in his sidearms for scepters, patches for pocket squares, and boots for Oxfords. But when he catches the eye of a beautiful princess, he battles the realization that he's not only lying to the family, but also himself.
Okay, I like that. Battles.
Maybe I should have gone realization. First. I can't. Going after it is a very bad thing.
Alias, A Gentleman. So this is a soldier that sort of infiltrates a royal family.
Yeah, he's rough, in love. Rough around the edges, and he's not used to that sort of life. So Alias is a gentleman. That's his alias.
Okay, all right.
I like it.
I like that a lot.
Rocco, I'm going to give you the headline, basically, and then I will give you the details, okay?
Okay, pitch me!
Alias, A Gentleman. A young man poses as a female pen pal to get to know a co-ed he admires from another nearby college. Eventually, his secret is discovered by the co-ed, who is appalled by his deception. But in the end, she develops an appreciation for his unconventional ways and sees it as kind of adorable that he'd go to so much trouble to meet her. Thank you.
Thank you. So what was his story? He has
admired this woman from afar and somehow is able to become a pen pal with her, but he's acting like he's a girl.
Oh.
So he's getting, like, secrets from her and
things
like
like
that.
This is like Tootsie.
Ooh, I like that.
Kind of. Like, he's infiltrating her life. Like,
nice.
That's right, because the year is...
1948.
There you go. Thank you.
Alias, A Gentleman. And now,
all right, those were our two, so which one gets you for that first one?
And now to TV's Steve Patterson.
Yeah.
Pitch me.
Down on his luck, undercover agent Tom Cruise realizes he needs to change his name because no one is taking his career seriously due to his birth name being shared by a global superstar. Unable to decide on an alias, he panics and formally submits Gentleman. He makes up new name tags, changes his email signature, and updates his resume accordingly. He is promptly fired for his incompetency. He dies alone.
Aww.
So it's just one name, kind of like McLovin?
Yes.
That's right. But even more generic, Gentleman. And then they realize this guy's a real dope. And he got fired.
Well, that did make me laugh. We all know that Mike is best at this game.
For sure.
So just to make Steve feel better, and because I'm going to butter up a future budding television star, I'm going to give that one to Steve.
Nice. Wow. Nicely done.
Thank you. Thank
With
you.
That, let
Again,
me start our second
one. Point in case right there, or case in point, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Like Steve just flies by the seat of his pants and always ends up being the winner.
All right, go talk to the dean, Donna, okay?
In case you were wondering, here's what Google says. Prison cronies try for a rural jailbird's oil money by kidnapping a girl he thinks is his daughter.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Ours were better. Yeah. All three of them.
Yes, okay.
All right, so the next one I found in an old TV guide is called Fury in Paradise.
Yes.
From 1955, starring Rhea Iturbe and Peter Thompson. I guess we'll let Steve go first. Pitch me!
All right, hear me out here. After a long-awaited trip to Fiji, Jill and Joe nestled into their seaside bungalow only to be disturbed by a sudden loud rumble. Thinking it may have been a nearby volcano suddenly becoming active, the news was much worse. Jill had come down with a stomach bug, and what was meant to be a bucket list trip instead had Jill reaching for the bucket as she experienced her own fury in paradise.
Oh my gosh, that's good.
Nice.
All right.
Oof, okay.
No, I don't need to decode that one. This lady just had a case, had the runs on tropical vacation.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Donna.
All right.
Okay, pitch
Here
me.
We go. Okay, hear me out. Fury in Paradise. An island vacation off the coast of Puerto Rico turns to terror for a family who become the targets of angry monkeys who escape from a nearby medical testing lab. The family must keep the monkeys happy and earn their trust by feeding them bananas, cake, and potato chips until they come up with a plan.
Wow. I'd watch that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Now, Donna, it wasn't furry in paradise.
I love it.
I love you.
They're angry monkeys, though. You get it?
Oh, yeah, it was buddy. Good.
They're That's furious. The yes.
Nice. Angry monkeys. And finally...
15 years after his final jiu-jitsu world championship competition, Sonny has opted for a more simple life, selling bait on the beach of a small fishing village off the coast of Tahiti. But when a group of rogue pirates come to take over the island, he must find that warrior spirit that he's attempted to hide deep away and defend his family and community. Fury in Paradise.
Wow. Frick, I'd watch the crap out of that.
That sounds good.
I like how we went with Fiji, Puerto Rico, and Tahiti. Not bad. You know, I like angry monkeys.
There you go. Angry monkeys. Nice.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Donna.
Thank you.
Me go wee wee.
Now I am feeling pretty good about Hot Blood, but Donna, you've got to get us started here.
Yeah.
What do we know about this one?
I was going to tell you that Fury in Paradise is a tourist becomes involved with a landowner's daughter and a revolutionary plot in Mexico.
Ooh.
But I'm going to have you pitch me on 1956's Hot Blood.
All right, guys.
Starring Jane Russell and Cornell Wilde. Pitch me!
What up, Cornell?
All right, hear me out now again. A fashion model working overseas falls for the photographer on her photo shoot who ends up being her biological brother. I'll give you the details. After a month-long love affair, they decide to marry. They apply for a marriage license, and that's when their blood tests reveal they're actually siblings. Turns out, her father and his mother had an affair during the war, and she was given up for adoption to hide the affair from their families. Knowing they can never be together, heartbreak ensues.
Is it wrong that I was more grossed out by this than the diarrhea one?
See that? I'm a man of the people.
Oh, my God.
Okay, let's go with Mike. Pitch me.
After 2,934 years, vampire Vinny Vainstealer has had enough. Failing to end it all with holy water skinny dips, bare-knuckle werewolf street fights, and trips to funhouse mirrors in broad daylight, he decides to head to the world's largest garlic farm. Once there, he discovers a whole new reason to live, a widowed garlic grower named Mabel. Critics say this raunchy rom-com drives a stake through the heart of the horror genre.
Wow.
This summer, when you hear the coffin rocking, don't bother knocking.
Oh, wow.
We don't even need Steve to go at this point.
Honestly, that was fantastic.
Oh,
although I think I have something interesting to add
go.
To
Steve,
the
pitch
format.
Me. Hot Blood.
Certainly not as well worded or constructed. Restaurateur Bill Craftley sees sales slowing, bills piling, and word of mouth getting worse and worse. On the brink of financial collapse, Bill tries to take his own life. But as he cleans up after his unsuccessful attempt, some of his blood makes its way into a pot of broth. Forgetting about it, he serves up some soup from it the next day, and customers can't get enough. His business is saved. But what will happen when his secret ingredient comes to light in Hot Blood?
Ew! Isn't this a story that was on recently about empanadas?
Really?
Yeah, they're made of people. Spoiler alert.
No, they're not.
Well,
what?
In this, somebody has been watching this. The empanada thing.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking
about.
I cannot remember what
it
was called, though.
With the girl from...
The Horror of Dolores Roach.
Oh, wow.
The empanadas that are to die for. That's the name of the show.
So good.
Wow. So because of that, because Steve ripped off the Horror of Dolores Roach.
This is unbelievable.
We're going to give that one to Mike, and
Thank you.
I'm going to hit this button.
Rocco all done. Do cremation commercial.
That's so good.
He is DJ Rock Lobster.
Good
Rocco,
job.
We love you. Thank you for all of your contributions to our radio show. When we come back, We'll find out the soup of the day. And hey, pretty dang good night for your Minnesota Vikings at the draft. We'll talk about that when we come back. Donna, Steve, my talk.
Welcome back, everybody. It's the final stretch of the Donna and Steve experience. And what an experience it has been. Wouldn't you say?
No doubt. No doubt. I mean, how you just put that into perspective is just really...
I have a way with words, right?
I do like 30 minutes after each show, and I just process. I'm like, what did I learn from her today? In what way has she challenged me to be a better man?
Thank you.
I am hungry.
I am hepped up on sugar.
I am going to have a pre-workout mix soon. Oh, hey, can I tell you something?
Can I stop you? I love it too.
Instead of coffee on Monday morning before live, I'm going to have some of my Hulk juice.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if I would do that. Just be normal.
I'm going to be normal. Here's
why. You're going to be all like, and Kelly's going to be like, okay, that was a little too much. She won't say it to you. She'll say it to Gelman, and then they'll never see you again.
Yeah, absolutely. I trust me. I know that I'm going in, and there is an absolute possibility that it is my final time ever being affiliated with that show.
Yeah.
But you got to shoot your shot, right? Here's what I'm thinking. I don't want to do coffee and have coffee breath, and I'll drink multiple cups of coffee. It'll make me need to pee more. Also, I will get hot. You know, I get hot and I get sweaty. I don't want that. If I just do one thing of pre-workout, I'll get like 300 milligrams of caffeine. Sure, my body will be tingling for a brief period of time, but that's okay. And bonus, if they need like the chairs moved whenever it's time to move to the interview set, yeah, I can help with that.
Okay.
The last sentence I said was what?
You said if they need a chair that has to be moved, I'd say, yeah, I can help with that.
Son of a gun. You're right, but I know that you weren't here. Who are you texting?
Don't worry about it.
Who are you texting, Donna?
Hey, James is inviting me to watch The Lord of the Rings, all three movies, with her husband because they watch them every year. She just said, you can join, but no talking. And I'm like, I don't talk during movies. In fact, I'm highly irritated by people who do. Thank you.
Are you going to do it?
Probably not. I don't like rules being placed on me, like as if I am someone who does that thing.
So you're offended at even the notion of her saying that. So instead of you just being like, totally get it, girl, we are eye to eye on that, you're choosing to be offended.
That's right.
Love it.
Thank you. Do you want to talk about the Vikings or do you want to talk about a guy who gave a funny interview, excuse me, too much sugar, when he got hit in the head with a home run ball?
I think we have time for both. I think, A, it was a good night for the Vikings last night. They traded up. They got J.J. McCarthy, the quarterback out of the University of Michigan. And So now that's their quarterback of the future. First-round quarterback. Anytime you go quarterback in the first round, and there were six of them that went last night, it's a good day for your organization. You feel good about that. Doesn't always pan out. Let me tell you, that as a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, and we just got rid of Kenny Pickett. But still, that's what your fan base wants. And Ben Lieber, our buddy from Twin Cities Live, he was there with PA. They were doing like a thing at US Bank Stadium. And so I just saw this image. And Score North did like a big draft party last night, too. I don't know if they have video of the moment that it was announced. But when it was announced, it was just so cool to see everybody pumped about it. And we didn't have to trade up. There was a rumor a couple weeks ago. Oh, to get J.J. McCarthy, you might have to jump up to spot 3 or 4. Instead, they only had to jump up one spot to 10. They got a defensive stud after that as well because they had 2 picks in the first. So it was good. Oh, and by the way, in contrast, and I love Kirk Cousins. I want great things for Kirk Cousins. Weird night for him. He signs with the Atlanta Falcons, signs a 4-year deal worth like $180, like $180 million, something like that. And they draft in the first round a quarterback. They then reach out to Kirk Cousins' agent, and his agent said, yeah, he was confused by that pick. He is not like, Why are you already drafting what you think could be the successor instead of loading him up with more talent to try to make a title run?
Not to mention, it's also the oldest quarterback in the draft. He's going to be 24 when the new year starts, which means if he's going to back up Kirk for 3 years, this guy's not going to see the field until he's almost 30.
Oh, wow. Good point.
It was He's also battled injuries.
Yeah, it's also strange that they didn't maybe go with one of the younger guys who are in that 21, 22 range. But no, it's interesting. I don't know.
Okay. Very interesting. Sort of reminiscent of Aaron Rodgers, Jordan Love.
That worked out great.
But they just signed Kirk Cousins, which is what's really bizarre about that. But anyway, seemed like a good night for the Vikings. Now, here's a guy who got drilled in the head by a home run that was clocked at 109 miles per hour coming off the bat.
You know, I've been carrying this glove with me for years. Now's my time. I got one coming. Holding the glove, man. What can I say? Beamed off my dome and got a nice little goose egg. It don't feel good. It felt like every bit of a 109 mile an hour home run ball, yes.
Did we get the ball afterwards? Or?
No, it skipped over the fence. But Josh Pearson, man, he's such a great guy. He came to toss me their toss ball that they do in between innings. Probably Friday I'll go get Tommy White to sign it for me and maybe kiss my Bobo.
So I would still suggest he gets checked.
Oh, did you see it? Did you see the video?
Does he have a big thumb?
It looks like it's this big bloody bump. Of course he should get it checked out. And then contact a lawyer.
Come down for moose soup after. It's always a surprise. Oh, no, it's mac and cheese. It's always a surprise. Oh, no, it can't be. If you're hungry today, so down to the cafe.
Me, red soup. Me, red soup.
Cafeteria, this is Brian.
Me, red soup.
What was that?
Me, red soup.
That's hey, a new... That's a new dog button that we got. You know how dogs can hit the buttons?
Yeah.
We're programming it for a variety of uses for us, including this. Did you like it?
It was okay.
Me, red soup.
I can't understand it.
Try it
phone.
Now. Try it now. Wait.
Me, red soup.
No, I got nothing. It just sounds like sound.
All right, fine.
It just sounds like sounds. Donna,
well,
we could not have ended
like
the week
balloon.
On a lower note. Wait, Brian, hang on. What's the soup of the day?
Oh, I got tomato bisque today.
Lovely. Bro,
wow, it's like, did you time it with this weather? Did you look outside, see it's cloudy, and
you
say I'll make a soup for the
What's
people?
What's the entree?
Chicken pot pie.
Oh, come on, dude. Gosh.
Look at you. You're healing.
Wow.
You're healing wounds today.
Yeah.
Man, oh, man.
I love you with a passion.
I don't think I've made a sandwich today. It's just all pot pie. Let's go. Get in. Get it out.
Donna, he can't understand it.
I don't know what I mean. Hey, shoot. That's all I got.
Have a great weekend.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Thank you, everybody. Watch for Steve on Monday.